Kirby said the U.S. military's ability to recruit and retain top personnel is being hurt by some states' recent moves to severely restrict abortion care. He said he met recently at the White House with military spouses.
201, they told me, that abortion laws in this country that are now being passed are absolutely having an effect on their willingness to continue serving in uniform or to encourage or discourage, in this case, their spouses from continuing service. So if you don't think there's going to be a retention and a morale issue, think again, because it's already having that effect.
Far-right House Republicans insisted on adding provisions to the NDAA that cut abortion care, travel services, as well as things like gender-affirming care. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that the House bill is extreme.
It targets females and LGBTQ service members. A small number of House Republicans are playing politics, as I've said many times, with our national security and support for our troops. This is historically done in a bipartisan way.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters at the U.S. Capitol Monday that his GOP colleagues' views are part of the legislative process and that he doesn't foresee the NDAA being held up.
We like the idea that all members have some say in what bill's done. That's the way government is supposed to be designed in a republic, in a democracy that we have here.
Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul told CBS's Face the Nation Sunday that he doesn't foresee any holdup in passing the NDAA once the Senate passes its own version of the bill.
So it's vitally important we not politicize this bill at the end of the day, and I feel very confident we'll have a bipartisan bill coming out.
Meanwhile, Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has held up hundreds of senior military promotions over the abortion issue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Senator Tuberville's actions are hurting the nation's military readiness.
Right now, Senator Tuberville is hijacking what has traditionally been a bipartisan process, the National Defense Authorization Act. He's also delaying the confirmation of hundreds of qualified and capable military nominees, depriving our armed forces of leadership it needs.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that he's sent letters to all 100 U.S. senators urging them to pass ambassadorial nominations that have been held up. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul came in for particular criticism from Democrats for his demand that the White House send him information on the origins of COVID-19 before he allows a vote on ambassadorial appointments. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.